Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. My name is Angela Hook, and I am the founder and president for Forever Evolving. Forever Evolving is a Christian organization that recognizes human development and understands that girls and women are forever growing, changing, and developing over the lifespan of their lives. Forever Evolving helps girls and women to define their goals by providing tools, resources, encouragement, and a plan of action to guide them with their life purpose. Our vision is to educate, equip, and empower the total woman. And what we mean by that is we deal with the mind, the body, and the soul. Our mission is to reach out to girls and women globally through life coaching, training and development, and relationship building while reestablishing connection, trust, and belief that provides successful outcomes in their lives. Some of the services and products that we provide through Forever Evolving, we have one-on-one life coaching. We are committed to providing help and resources to assist girls and women in becoming a valuable, impactful force in their community by building their assets and bridging the gap of areas in their lives which they believe need to be strengthened. We have empowerment sessions. We specialize in small and large groups that are tailored to fit the need of any organization, church, or business by providing 3 to 6 week empowerment sessions in the areas of relationship building, skill building, and personal development. We also have empowerment conferences, workshops, and seminars. Our workshops and conferences are tailored to fit the needs of girls and women globally to help build strength and character that will enhance their skills in their home, church, and community while building their spiritual growth and development. And these empowerment conferences and workshops, they are power-packed with good information. We also have motivational speakers. We provide professional, educational, and spiritual speakers that are compassionate, down-to-earth, and effective trendsetters that specializes in girls' and women's needs. We also have our Life Coach Radio. Our radio broadcasts address real-life issues that girls and women are challenged with on a daily basis by providing solution-oriented information that will educate, strengthen, and empower the total woman. Some of the products that we have Forever Evolving T-shirts, we have educational and motivational CDs and DVDs, and we also have spiritual books and workbooks. And on this evening, I would just like to come and share with you that we will be launching our sister circle that will be starting on June the 19th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Comfort Inn Suite. So you don't want to miss that. It's going to be a time that women come together, we join together to have a sisterhood experience. Now, we know when we define sisterhood, we're not looking at sisterhood like a denomination, a race, ages, or educational backgrounds. We're looking at women having a real sisterhood experience. And we'll be working out of the book, Bridging the Gap Between Women, the Heart of True Sisterhood. Now, we want to get back to the heart of what a real sister is, whether that's your biological sister, your stepsister, it could be your spiritual sister, it could be a mentor, it could be a relationship with your mother, it could be a relationship with your aunt, your grandmother, but whatever it is, we want to get back to the foundation of having a true heart of sisterhood. Now, we want to encourage you to invite someone out. Come and be a part of what we're doing. And the reason why we're starting this, the heart of true sisterhood, is because we want for women to come out and have an experience that like never before. We want women to break down those barriers that we sometimes have. We have unresolved issues with one another. We have situations with our sister friend that we have had anger and bitterness in our hearts. But it's time for us to let that go and build a healthy, whole relationship with one another. Now, I just want to talk a little bit about why we decided to have this sister circle. And it's going to be a circle of women just coming together and talking and sharing and caring and holding each other accountable. And we'll be evaluating ourselves, because we're going to be working out of a workbook. And the purpose of the workbook is to provide women an opportunity to search their heart and their mind as it relates to the challenges that they may equally face as a woman. The Bible encourages us to search our hearts. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." Now, that comes out of Psalms 139, 23 through 24. Searching oneself involves self-evaluating where you are, not only in your spiritual development, but also mentally and emotionally, so that you can grow and become the woman of God that He has destined for you to be. As a woman, we have been given purpose and destiny to walk in our God-given assignments. However, if we allow unresolved issues with other women to be manifested in our life, it will cause a hindrance in building godly friendships and keep you from moving forward in the kingdom of God. We are designed to be equippers, nurturers, and yoke breakers. But if we have some broken areas in our life, it prevents us from being a yielded vessel for Jesus Christ. The Bible also encourages us, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, this workbook we're going to be working out of is designed to take you on an internal journey that will offer healing, restoration, and deliverance in every area of your life. It will cause relationships to be mended with your mother, sister, aunt, and friend. If you are willing to become a bridge builder in the kingdom of God to break down the yokes of bondages that come to kill, steal, and destroy your relationships with other women, we ask that you join us on June the 19th as we take this journey within that will cause an outer manifestation and allow the power of Jesus Christ to flow through us. And it sounds like at this time we have Inga on the line, which we have been waiting for. And I want to give her an opportunity to share with you her organization called Pleasure Play Girls. And this is one of the organizations that we have been coaching. We have been really helping her to prepare to launch this new organization in the community. So we're going to give her time to be able to share. She has 6 minutes, and we're going to allow her to share her presentation with you at this time. Hello, Inga.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
we were on air waiting for you. We only have 15 minutes on this particular segment, so we're going to give you an opportunity to go on and just share with our audience what your organization is all about. Just give us a presentation on your entire organization. And again, you got about 4 minutes to do that before we get an opportunity to close at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello out there. My name is Inga Johnson. I am the founder and CEO of Pleasure Playgirl Organization. The purpose of this organization is to send a positive message to young women and women who need to achieve a direction and a purpose for life goals. So PPG Pleasure Playgirl represents pleasure to set a positive goal to achieve in life, play to investigate yourself and others for achievement of positive goal setting in life, girl, a strong will to move mountains, to be independent, to have a direction for a purpose. Individuals that are interested in the positive message of Pleasure Playgirls, women and young women who are struggling with their barriers, such as lack of education, lack of housing, culture differences, low self-esteem, gender discrimination, or other issues that may exist in their lives. Therefore, providing women with a positive direction and a purpose for their lives towards a stepping stone resolution to build their life goals on, to utilize the stepping stone perspective, which involves acknowledgement of negative issues that one is faced with. Review your options that you can build upon the perspective, recognizing your barriers, react positively and constructively to ideas that will escalate one desire to change.
Wow, you said a lot. That was an awesome presentation of your organization, and we are really excited about your new launch. Could you tell us, Inga, when do you think that you will be launching this organization? When do you think you will be starting your first meeting for those women that you will be actively working with?
My schedule plan is July. I believe like the second week in July because of the holidays.
All right. Well, we definitely look forward to the Pleasure Play Girls that you will be launching in July, and we are just encouraged that as you continue to share information with this community and how you can draw other young girls and women in, that would be awesome. Could you tell us what age groups you work with?
All women, from when, you know, they start discovering they want to change and grow and make goals and things like that.
Oh, wonderful. Awesome. Well, we are definitely looking forward to you connecting with other organizations in this community and sharing with other women that are also entrepreneurs and also that may have outreach ministries that may be interested in sending some of their women into your organization so they can be changed and they can be impacted by those positive messages. Is there anything else you would like to say to those that may be listening on air today?
Yes, I also have a line of products and everything like that, books, games, T-shirts, jewelry. And I just want to thank you for allowing me this time on your air to put my message out there for Pleasure Playgirl Organization.
Oh, you are so welcome. We are, again, we're just looking really forward to working with you and seeing with the manifestations of what God is going to do in your life. And so at this time, we're just going to close it out in prayer. And, again, we'll look forward to hearing back from you soon. Oh, gracious Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and we just want to thank you for this opportunity to come on air and share, Father God. And as Inga launched this new organization, that you be with her, that you guide her, that you strengthen her, that you give her everything that she needs, Father God, to move forward. We ask you this, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All
amen.
Right, Inga,
thank
we look
you.
Forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.